it?
I am. Good morning.
So what's happening? Get us up to date here.
Well, kind of a crazy story we're going to start out with, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
You see this John Cougar Mellencamp thing?
Yes.
So we've never talked about him on the show before.
Never.
I know he's just John Mellencamp, but I'm never letting go of the Cougar, ever.
Right.
So he's got sons. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this. He had two sons, at least two, named Speck and Hood.
Uh-huh.
Speck and Hood. They're 18 and 19 years old. Well, now Speck and Hood, alongside another friend, have been charged with, quote, felony battery after they turned themselves in for beating up another 19-year-old boy, which is not okay.
Wow.
Obviously, I think that the boy's going to be okay.
Wow.
There's some sort of, like, you know, fight earlier, and then they went to his house, some kind of crazy thing.
Wow.
Here's the craziest part of it. Speck
sure.
and Hood was actually the rejected original title for the movie Turner and Hooch.
Oh, hey!
Speck and Hood!
You know, who knew? You know, this is not surprising me at all, what you're talking about for John Mellencamp, because he came on the Letterman show not too long ago with Stephen King. And they were talking about doing a play together. Seriously. And John Mellencamp had a black eye. And so David said, "Where'd you get the shiner?" And he said, "My son."
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Yeah. And so his son likes to swing.
Oh, my. I wonder if it was Hud or Speck.
Yeah, I wonder. Yes.
I don't know.
Investigate. There we go.
That is unacceptable. I think we need to step in.
Yeah.
We need some tough love here.
There's got to be, absolutely.
Cool.
It sounds like there's already tried to be some tough love. Yeah.
Wow. What's going on in the little pink houses over there?
No, I
think I like it.
Yeah.
Not hurt so good. Not so good at all. So this probably won't come as a surprise, but reportedly Lindsay Lohan insisted on watching her own movies while in rehab.
Oh.
A source from the rehab said, quote, "There was more than once when Lindsay would rent or buy a movie that she'd starred in. She basically forced me to watch the crappy movie I Know Who Killed Me, the one where she plays a stripper."
Oh, yeah.
It was really terrible. When asked for comment, Lindsay said she was just watching her movies to relearn her craft. Not acting. Stripping, of course. No, she's going to be fine. She's going to be fine. She did her Oprah interview. I didn't watch it. Did you?
I have not. No, and we record all that, so I would imagine I'll get to see it at some point. But did you hear anything about it? Or?
I heard she did a nice job, that she sounded like she's trying, and, you know, that's all she can do.
That's all she can do, right?
She, you know, she was coherent. She's certainly more coherent than, you know, her mom in interviews. So, I mean, I think she's trying to do the best she can, and she's still young, and sometimes we have to remember that.
I keep waiting for her to be like Robert Downey Jr., to come out the other side, be a superstar.
I'm glad you said that. It's perfect, because Robert Downey Jr., first of all, had so much more talent to begin with. I mean, I'm not saying Lindsay's not talented.
Right.
She's fine. She is.
Right.
But she doesn't have the depth that Robert Downey Jr. So to come out of it and sort of emerge like that, you'd have to have had that in you in the first place.
True. Yeah, that's
and
true.
I just don't think that's there. And I'm so happy you brought that up, because I'm so glad that Robert Downey Jr. is just like a perfect example of what you could be.
Right.
If you get yourself together.
Exactly. And
but, you know, you got to have, you know.
True.
A brain.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So,
that's where it begins, right?
Can we leave it there? You have time for one more?
Yeah.
I'll give you a choice.
Sure.
Justin Bieber or Brad Pitt?
Let's get a Justin Bieber update here.
Well, I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah.
Came out over the weekend. He's causing Taylor Swift and her BFF Selena Gomez to fight.
Oh.
A source said of Bieber, quote, "Taylor hates him. She thinks Selena makes a mistake every time they reconcile." And a Bieber source said that Justin, quote, "complains that Taylor's always telling Selena that she can do better." That's my voice. That's what they all sound like.
That's right.
Word is, when Selena asked Taylor, "Well, who do you think that we should date?"
Yes.
Taylor oddly answered, "Speck and Hud."
Speck
and Hud remade an appearance.
Right.
Don't date Speck and Hud.
Don't do it.
They need, yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knoepfler.